Happy 4th of July, everybody. Enjoy your cookouts, your fireworks. Be responsible. We have a very special episode of Jalen and Jacoby for this 4th because Killer Mike dropped his single and video run today. So we had to have him on Jalen and Jacoby. Coming to you live from Pier 17, the Seaport, brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, this gentleman who's joining us in the program has what now?
Brains and bars!
Killer Mike joins the program. Thank you so much for taking the time. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys, man. Thank you, man. Jalen, Jacoby, it's always good to be back.
We are celebrating your surprise release of the song and video.
10 years!
What an amazing release and project this is. What inspired you to create not just the song, but also the amazing visuals that accompany it?
I'm never not kind of thinking of like raps, be they Run the Jewels or, you know, solo Killer Mike thoughts, but the thoughts were there and you had the last couple of years not to do nothing. You know, we were supposed to go on tour, Rage Against the Machine, and it kept getting postponed. Finally, we go out in a couple of weeks with them. We'll be out until 2023 with them. So I just had a lot of time to kind of just want to scratch a creative itch that I had. And me and my right-hand man, Cuz Lightyear, we were working on something in tandem. And then, you know, I was like, Cuz, I really want to get off a solo joint. And my man said, you know what? Let's do it. And he A&R'd it. And man, when I remember when the beat for Run came, No ID did the beat. I remember when the beat came, me and Cuz were just like, oh man, we got to smash this. We got to tuck this. So we started working, and then Chappelle gave me a crazy motivational speech after one of his shows, trying to convince me to run for governor. And I'm like, I can't run for governor now. I'm in the middle of rapping and have plans to go to the Blue Flying later. But he told me in the midst of that. he told me, he was like, Mike, you're a leader. You should lead. So I called him back to say, would you do this monologue? And unfortunately, you know, the person featured, Thug, is locked down right now fighting. Presumed innocent until found guilty. And I hope that he gets a bond and gets out and gets to be the leader he is in terms of his family and the guys around him. But I capped out with him in the studio for 2 weeks. He gave me a verse of a lifetime, and we've had an amazing time getting the record mixed, mastered. And I got a video concept from a guy named Adrian, man, a French-Canadian guy who's just an amazing storyteller. And I think that this video dropping on July 4, man, it's no more perfect marriage, because our people, meaning Americans, and in particular the African-American community, for the last 200 and some odd years existence of this country have contributed so much. And our allyship with other groups and other people from the majority group have created connections and ties in a country that was once segregated and once like an authoritarian like country to my community. And I'm very proud to be a Black American. I'm proud for Collier Heights community to produce me. I'm proud to have become a rapper from the west side of Atlanta. And I'm proud that I can use my intelligence to edutain and not just entertain.
Absolutely. And I've always appreciated your intellect, your leadership, and obviously your music, because you're one of the dopest to do it. But one of the things I always appreciate about you is everything you do is thoughtful. Like, an artist like yourself, when I hear your material, or Kendrick Lamar or J. Cole, I'm like, they're not just trying to like give me a hot verse or a hot line. Like, they're giving me a lifestyle. So can you take us behind the imagery that a lot of people are gonna see when they check out the video Run?
Yeah, when you look at the video Run, I think it's important. You know, we've had for the last 2 years, I've had to endure politicians that we voted in because we assume them smart, have a very stupid debate. And the very stupid debate has been about CRT. Well, CRT is something that's taught in law school. I talk about it on my show, Love and Respect. I talk about how CRT is not, it's advanced even past college in terms of theory. And it talks about how systems are created or in place that annex Blacks and other minorities out of. So an example of CRT would be redlining in Chicago, or redlining in a place where Blacks are, where insurance companies refuse to insure them. They redline, put highways to their neighborhoods, so their neighborhoods are annexed off from the larger community. That's an example of CRT. teaching your child that Christus Addicts, a black man with a Native American mother and black father, was the first person to die in the Revolutionary War that freed America from the tyranny of taxation of Britain. That's something every American child should know. I don't care what color you are, I don't care what ethnic group you identify with, it should be known. Well, why, Michael? Because that lets people know from the very start of this republic, we have been there. And this republic is something that a bunch of people have contributed to, not just the white majority. It's important that people know that Frederick Douglass, who was a counsel to presidents, is one of the most honored people in places like Scotland and Ireland, where he spent a lot of time in Ireland. I was just in Scotland, and I had a cab driver tell my wife, you know, ma'am, I don't believe in God, but I do believe in Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. And because of the good they've done, I will make sure I do that good in the world too. This is a man in Iowa. This now, why a man in Iowa doesn't feel like that is strange to me, because they are products of the American dream and nightmare. We're all products of a country that in some way has used and abused us. Whether you're a black person from the Deep South who's a foundational black American or ADOS, whether you're a poor person from Britain, your family, your lineage comes out of the more rural parts of Britain, and you're in East Tennessee now, East Alabama, North Florida. We all have a shared history and ancestry here. And for me, I wanted people to know that blacks been there every step of the way. So there's a protagonist, a hero running through this video. And at first you think he's running from something, but he's not running from anything. He's running toward freedom. And his ancestors are behind him. Sojourner Truth is behind him. Shirley Chisholm is behind him. Fannie Lou Hamer is behind him. Frederick Douglass is behind him. Booker T. Washington is behind him. I have all this goodwill and all this, you know, whether it's Ida B. Wells or Malcolm or Martin. They have put in and forged to push this country forward, and that's what this video represents. This video is a cooperation and collaboration of all people pushing forward for the freedoms of us all. And the main character is a handsome young black guy. You got a character in there, Roslyn, aka Melanin, who's a hell of a black stunt woman using knives and rifles. And it's a very entertaining thing to watch. It's very cinematic. And what I like most about it is at the end of the video, just as if you were standing in the Louvre and you were watching beautiful art on the wall of the High Museum in Atlanta, you get an opportunity to experience the video then at the end as a painting and a win, not a loss.
Incredible.
There's also imagery of Tommy Smith and John Carlos, who are athletes using their platform. How do you feel about this current crop of athletes and the way that they're using their platform for against social injustice?
I'm proud of us, man. You know, there's I was watching Gladiator the other day, and I was saying not much has changed. What we have is the public, the crowd, the mob, we've been described that, is usually given free bread or entertainment. And the free bread sets you up, and the entertainment gives you something to argue about so you don't understand the political oligarchy is taking advantage of you after the game. I'm very proud of the women of the WNBA and what they did a few years ago. I'm proud of the brothers that are in the NBA, what they've done. I'm proud of the baseball playing brothers and sisters that have done it. I don't always even agree, but what I do know is that as a human being, no matter how much money you are paid, at some point, providing your platform for a bigger voice of issue is going to pay back karmically in a way that other things cannot. It is a way to provide an example to the children who are cheering for you. It is a way for you to add new points of view and perspective to those people who cheer for or against you. You are a human being, and because you play a sport incredibly well does not annex you out of the ability to help other human beings by speaking up.
Absolutely. And also, like, the ability to separate our talent from our art. Like, when I see Arnold Schwarzenegger, I don't see him as the Terminator. But yet, when Thugger and Gunner are in court, they're trying to use their lyrics to indict them. So as an artist who put so much into your art, what do you think about that?
I had someone call me and say, man, you know, why are you saying Free Gunner and Free Thug? Like, you're an intelligent brother. Their music and your music doesn't match. I was like, well, you don't know. We got a single together. Our music matches. That's actually pretty dope.
Exactly.
But I said to myself, you know, how dare you, who watched Scarface, who's watched Goodfellas with me, who sat and watched The Godfather.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
and what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes!
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
I dare you to suspend your disbelief to get into those movies as though they're real, and then after the movie's over, you know they aren't. I dare you try to challenge me on two young men who created these false names for themselves that are like pretend, created this amazing pretend world, and essentially are just talking songs of badassery. Whether that's Stan Lee 100 years ago when my grandfather was listening to music, it was N.W.A. when I was listening to music, and now it's people like Thug and Donna, which I listen to, and my children listen to as well. My children have the ability to understand that this is imaginative versus real life. I remember playing a rapper for my son, and the rapper was going on about the things he did, and I took to my son, I looked at my son, I said, do you think he really does all that? Are we supposed to believe he does all that? And my son, Pony Boy, who's a rapper himself now, Pony looks at me and said, Dad, I don't even think he believes it. It just sounds good. And that helped me understand that, first of all, thank you, this kid got some sense. But I understood that with N.W.A., you know, I understood that with the DLC, I understood that as I was listening to Ice-T. And I think it's time that we start talking and engaging our children just on a common sense level, so you don't fear that music is raising your children, because you're actually engaged in conversation with them. And they can understand, like my dad, when he walked me 6 in the morning about Ice-T, you know, he helped me understand that this is this man, this is an accurate depiction of life in Los Angeles, what's going on. But this man, I highly doubt is involved in criminal activity. So I want to say protect black art. I want to see Thugger and Common granted a bond. I would like to see them free. I would like to see them presumed innocent unless found guilty, because the presumption of innocence is something that we're given. We should not be online disparaging one another, because the day after they come for us, they're going to come for you. If freedom of speech is not givable to black males, that is not givable to young men, then freedom of speech will certainly be taken from you next. If you're trying to take a comedian's freedom of speech, then what you're free to say at your community meeting is going to change. Now, I'll give you this. There's a white woman who really killed her husband. In killing her husband, she had also wrote an article, How to Kill Your Husband. The courts did not allow that article to be used. Now, she was still convicted of killing her husband, but that article was not allowed to be used because it was protected under her First Amendment rights. Why would we allow her that protection and not grant it to every American, meaning the two young men and more that are in jail right now? So let's just make sure the rules are fair. And if we call a foul, you know, and we call a hit a hit. That's it.
So I have a question for you about your Atlanta Hawks, because I remember 2 years ago they were in the Eastern Conference Finals. They were on the up and up. Trae Young was kicked down the buildings here in New York City. And last year didn't really go that way. How do you feel about your Hawks right now?
We're coming back. Like, I feel about the Hawks, man. How Falcons fans feel about the Falcons, man. How Browns fans feel about the Browns. You're not getting me. You're not getting me to leave my wife. You're not getting me to leave the Atlanta Braves. And you're not getting me to leave the Atlanta Hawks. That's simply not happening. You know what I mean? It's not going to happen, man. I'm with them. Trey is definitely dope. I love what Collins has grown into in the paint, and I'm hoping that we get a small forward, a shooting guard that really wants to turn up, man, and be in the lineage of the Michaels, the Kobe's, you know, just the people that want greatness. I think that Atlanta's a great city. I think we have the makings potentially of a great team. You know, we might have faltered a little bit last year, but I'm pro Hawks. Everybody who knows me knows that. That's never gonna stop.
And you pro Atlanta all every day.
Yeah.
And the one thing I want to acknowledge for you, as one of the guys that was around when the era of hip hop in Atlanta started to like take off and become something for mainstream consumption, as Outkast started to rise and so many groups that you know about, what has it been like for you watching Atlanta then and now watching so many artists from Atlanta that now come out, they have their own style, they have their own flavor, and making a name for themselves?
What I love most about Atlanta is our city logo is a phoenix. It's a phoenix. It's a phoenix burning itself and arising out of the ashes. About every 2 or 3 years, that happens in Atlanta. About every 2-3 years, you look Okay, Outkast and Goody Mob led the way to the Attic Crew and the Young Bloods. The Dungeon Family happens. Next thing you know, the Attic Crew happens. Then you just see you get to see your TLCs, of course, who were pre-Outkast, but you get to see all this diversity in Black music. It's very easy a lot of times for Black music to just be whatever it is at that moment. But I think Atlanta artists, or people who come to Atlanta and make this their residence, what they do is they set out to make themselves separate from one another. They don't hate on one another, but they want to create the next wave, the next sound. So you go to Metro Boomin, God bless the dead and his mother. I got to give that brother a shout out, man, and love and respect, because I know he's going through a hard time. But Metro Boomin is probably one of the greatest producers in the world right now. And he doesn't feel compelled to sound like Southside, who's also one of the greatest producer guys, who doesn't feel compelled to sound like Lil Jon did 15 years ago. I think this city is dope because they're always trying to move forward. So when I listen to the Pee Wee the Long Way, or I listen to a Gunner, or I listen to a Thug, they're radically different from what T.I. and Gucci and Gigi did, who are radically different from what J.I.D. is doing, what Jid is doing. You know, it's radically different from what Jacquees is doing. As long as we are never get comfortable to try to house one style, as long as we understand that all you need to be is the most authentic and best you can be, Atlanta's going to stay on top of the hip-hop game.
Dope.
One of the things I love about doing this show with Jalen is I learned so much about Black culture through him. And I want to learn something about Atlanta culture through you, because there's something that I can't wrap my head around. I'm watching a Hawks game, and I'm seeing dudes getting haircuts in the front row. Okay, explain to
that's
me
his barbershop.
Why so people are getting his haircuts barbershop on the floor, feet on the wood at a Hawks game.
Well, now them boys are just balling that night. but if you don't have the money to ball for the of course our seats, I tell you what you do. Right after you come in the door from ticketing, right next to the wheel call box, you come in the door. If you look to your left, there we are, the swag shop. We have an excellent view of the floor from there. You don't have to pay VIP prices. You can sit down, bring your own beer in. You can grab a t-shirt, brush, comb, products that we sell. You can get an amazing haircut in the time you watch the game. We have barbers down there with full-fledged, you get your hair washed, all that. We wanted to provide an extra experience for our fans. The Swag Shop is an acronym for the Shave, Wash, and Groom Shops. So during the season, you can get shave, wash, and groom right there if you watch your favorite team. As we're going to come back in the East, believe that, we're going to get a world championship in the next few years. I call it. And I got to say that if you don't catch us during basketball season, catch us at 365 Edgewood Avenue, our flagship store, or 3461 Roosevelt Highway, which is our store that's 10 minutes from the airport. You can come right after you land. But come and see us. And for guys like Jalen, if you guys come into town and you need us, we also send our barbers right to your front door. So holler at us, man, the Swag Shop. My wife and I came up with this concept about 9 years ago. We're expecting it to grow, and I'm not going to be happy until we're in every arena and every town where y'all get down. So thousands of stores is my goal.
Absolutely. I've always loved and appreciated your entrepreneurial spirit, and also like the way you enlighten and also give back to the community. Talk about the Greenwood Banks. That's something that I'm going to make sure when I get to Atlanta, somebody that has family there, spends a lot of time there, I'm going to come and open up an account. So please tell people about the Greenwood Banking.
You don't even have to come to a brick and mortar store. I can get you set up. Shouts out to Michael Allen. She's an amazing worker on the behalf of Greenwood. She makes sure we get our celebrity account set up. Shouts out to 2 Chainz. Shouts out to Jim Jones. You know, shouts out to, like, when Jim Jones hit me up, I said, oh, Jim hit me? Oh, we good. I was like, because Jim is for the streets. I was like, Jim is going to make sure all exactly. The street cats got the account. So shouts out to Jim. And Jim keeping me on my workout.
We just had the Lobby Boys on the show last week. Him and Mano, no doubt. Cash only. He's like, hey, man, can I say $9,999 at a time?
I love them boys, man. But Greenwood Bank is a fintech company started by myself, Ryan Glover, Paul Judge, Bo Young, who's the son of a former mayor and ambassador, Andrew Young, and Andrew Young. There is an opportunity in the space right now to have Black people who use their cell phones at a 60%, like the rate that we use our cell phones is higher than any other demographic. I don't want you having to go to buy here, pay here places. I don't want you going to predatory loaners, you know, in the community. I want you to be able to have a banking system right on your phone. And that's what Greenwood has been able to do. We've since partnered with the Gathering Spot and partnered with a staffing agency that helps people get jobs. The Gathering Spot is a social center where young people and old people too can come, meet people, shake hands, network, and build business. So it is growing, and Ryan is an amazing leader, and I got to come back with him. We got to do it like a good old 1-2, like a point and shooting guard, because I want people to know even more about what's going on. But right now, make sure you go to greenwood.com, make sure that you're signing up for an account, and make sure you're using your card when you get it. I use my card about 3-4 times a week, where my wife is making me pay for things I really don't think we need.
Jacoby can relate.
We all know about that every day. So Kyrie Irving opted into the Nets, and we all know that Kyrie Irving is a bucket, but he gets a lot of criticism for sort of not getting vaccinated, some of the sort of curious tweets that he puts out there. What do you think about the criticism, not of Kyrie Irving as a basketball player, but as a person?
I don't have a lot of criticism for him. I met him through a friend of mine, Chris Paul. Chris is an amazing leader on and off the court. He had Kyrie and I speak when we were in the bubble and some more guys. I think Kyrie is a young man, just like a lot of us were young, and we got a lot of information young. Some of it was absolutely true and useful. Some of it needed to be vetted and tested. And I think that he's in that process. He's also in that process in a very public way. So, you know, think back to when you were mid to late 20s, how you thought, some of the things that you agreed with and didn't agree with. In terms of his health and his body, and he choosing not to vaccinate, I had no issues with that or people who did not. I had to get vaccinated because I sing and dance for a living, and you can't sing and dance on sets around the stages if you did not. That is not me telling other people to. That is simply me being honest, saying why I did it, you know. But if Kyrie chose not to, and he held, as you know, Fred the Hood would say, he held his on him, I'm not gonna say that brother's wrong, because that's his body. He gotta live in that body for the rest of time until his body's returned back to the ground and the spirit ascends back to the creator. So I don't get in the middle of all that, because the same things they're saying about him, they said about Muhammad at some point, Muhammad Ali. They said about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at some point when they didn't agree with him. You know, they said about Jim Brown when they didn't agree with him. You know, so for me, man, in the moment, a lot of times calling someone's future or calling their legacy based on something you don't agree with in the moment is not fair. Kyrie has been a better example for young men in my community than some other examples out of other sports and non-sports. And I have a lot of love and respect for the brother, even if I don't agree, you know. So for those who don't agree, it is important that we still engage each other lovingly and respectfully.
Absolutely. And before we let you get out of here, because you know there's so many different ways we could go with our conversation with you because you're such a renaissance man, I have to ask you, what's up with my guy LP? Where he at?
Oh,
Yankee
man,
in the brain. Where's my guy at? When we gonna get another project? You,
laryngitis and COVID kicked our butts right at the end of the European tour. Right when he defeated laryngitis, and we missed Birmingham. We were able to do Primavera in Spain, killed it. Then, man, COVID started kicking my man's butt. Then I was supposed to do the Hollywood Bowl with Robert Glasper. I was excited about that. COVID jumped on my back. So let's all just say this. Because we've already seen the worst, please come out to the Raging Against the Machine show, which we're opening, because COVID can't touch us for the next 6 months, and we're going to be kicking ass all across the USA.
Yes.
Shouts out to
we
LP,
will
man.
Be
go
there.
Brooklyn.
Run the Jewels. We will be there to represent, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us, family. All love and blessings. I will see you professionally at Greenwood Bank. I'll also see you when I'm doing charity work, eating wings at Blue Flame. I'll hit you up when I get down
there. I got you, brother.
There.
We got to help New York Mothers through nursing school. Love and respect.